Sometimes we worship and we forget to give God time to respond. We have declared some things in this room. I want you to raise your hands and with the fruit of your lips, let's just worship the Lord now. He's about to respond to your declaration. He's about to respond to your worship. Throw your hands up and open your mouth. With the fruit of your lips. Ben, if you just kind of minister for just a moment. Glory to your name, Jesus. Yeah. The Bible says when Saul was tripping, he called for David to play on the stringed instruments. And the demons that were troubling Saul had to flee as David ministered on the string instruments. I decree and declare tonight that as the string instruments are going forth, that whatever demon was troubling you, that God's about to get that demon straight. Whatever the drama was in your life, God's about to get rid of that demon's trait. And while your hands are lifted and while your mouth is open, glorifying God, God's about to give you back everything those demons ate. I wish you would open your mouth and worship God now. He's responding to the worshiper. He's responding to the worshiper. And we wait on you. Wait in your presence. And we wait on you. And we wait on you. And we wait in your presence. Lord, we wait on you. Somebody raise up your voice and just tell them you're waiting. Say, and we wait on you. And we wait in your presence. And we wait on you. Yeah. Say that again, church. And we wait on you. Yeah. And we wait. Let me hear you, church. Come on, corporately.
And we wait in your presence.
And we wait on you. Come on, church.
And we wait in your presence.
And we wait on you.
And we wait in your presence.
And we wait on you.
And we wait.
Oh my, there it is. There it is. There it is. Listen to me. While we're waiting on Jesus, the weight of his presence is about to crush whatever was trying to crush you. The weight of God's presence is about to settle in this room. I don't know what your sickness was. I don't know what your disease is. But the weight of God's presence is about to sit down on whatever was troubling you. When you came in here tonight, I said, Lord, don't let it rain. The people not gonna show up. He said, Son, let me do what I'm gonna do. He said, the rain is a prophetic indicator that whatever your last season was like, the Spirit of God sent the rain to wash away the residue of your last.